I've got to quit cello. I hate practicing, so I'm no good. And I ruined the recital. I'm hopeless.
You're not hopeless. You just need to work on your music. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm glad that you're listening. Have you ever made a huge mistake in a band concert or on a sports team? It's really embarrassing, and I bet you were tempted to give up on it. As a Christian, you'll make mistakes too, like when you do something wrong that God says not to do. Now, you might feel like giving up, but you don't need to. See, with God, there's always hope for a second chance, just like Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 says. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Now for our story. It's entitled, Sunrise. Dad, you've got to let me quit cello, said Quincy. That was embarrassing. What happened? Asked Dad. It seemed like you weren't prepared for this concert. It was awful. John and Tara were both out sick, so I was the only cello. There was no one to drown out how bad I sounded. I ruined it for the rest of the orchestra. I just want to go home, quit cello, and forget this recital ever happened. Early the next morning, Dad woke Quincy when it was still dark. Wake up, Quincy. I want to show you something. They hopped in the car and Dad drove to the beach. When they got out, Dad laid out a blanket and told Quincy to watch the sky. It was dark. Now, tell me honestly, what went wrong yesterday? Dad asked. Quincy sighed. I haven't been practicing cello. I know I told you I've been practicing after school every day, but that's not true. I just said that so you would sign the practice sheet I have to give to my teacher. I see, said Dad. No wonder you had such a hard time yesterday. Quincy nodded. The others sounded great, so I've been playing softly and no one noticed that I wasn't prepared. I thought I could get away with it. The sky started turning yellow. But then when the other cellists were absent, the entire orchestra depended on me for that part, and I blew it for everyone. The sky continued to light up, turning orange and pink as the sun came up. Well, it was wrong to make me and your teacher believe you were practicing when you weren't, but I don't think quitting cello is the answer. Dad nodded toward the brightening sky. The sun rises each morning, ushering in a new day. It gives us fresh light, a new chance. We can learn from yesterday and try again today. He smiled at Quincy. That's what God's Son, Jesus, does for us too. He died for our sins and rose from the dead to give us everlasting hope. Quincy grinned, like a sunrise, because God's sun rising from the dead means each day is filled with hope and light. Dad nodded. Exactly. You learned from your mistake, so trust him to forgive you and help you walk in his light. So how about you? Have you done something you're not proud of? Have your actions let others down? We all make mistakes and do things that are wrong, but Jesus offers us hope. He died to pay the price for our sins and then rose from the dead so we could be forgiven and change our ways. Be honest with him about your sins and he will forgive you. Then let him help you start over and do what's right. Our key verse is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3.
Because of his great mercy, God has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
And our key thought today, Jesus brings hope each day. If you have teen brothers or sisters, you know how busy they are. It can be tough to make time for God, but the new Unlocked app makes it easy. You can check it out at unlocked.org. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.